It is time for the Warren County Radio Bible School. So get your Bibles. And as you get them, turn in the book of Esther. And today we'll be looking at Esther chapter 4, beginning in verse 10 and going to the end of the chapter, which is verse 17, and then the first three verses of chapter 5. At least that's the text. We're going to read the introduction first and see how that goes. But that is really the key to the book of Esther. And we spent several weeks reading the book of Esther. And now we're going to look at Elam's notes on that book. So while you're getting your Bible and turning to the book of Esther, I'll remind you, the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond Mountain, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m., and all are welcome to all of our assemblies. And those of you who are regular listeners to the Warren County Radio Bible School know that what we are doing is looking at the Sunday school lessons that were written by E.A. Elam for the Sundays of 1922. And today we're going to look at a Sunday school lesson he wrote for August the 12th, 1922. And it's about how Esther saved her people. And I'll read the introduction to this first. In the beginning of the introduction, it says, read the entire book of Esther. And so we did that over the air. We have read the entirety of the book of Esther, and it is such an interesting story. But now, and you'll want to read that if you haven't done so. You'll want to read that. But let me read you Elam's notes on the book, and then we'll be looking at this particular text as we move on forward. Let me find my glasses here so I can read a little better. Okay. Let's go. It says in the Elam's notes, this lesson is in this book because the facts in it come in the order after the completion of the temple at Jerusalem, after the return of Zerubbabel with the first company of Jews to Jerusalem, to the completion of the temple was 20 years. From the completion of the temple to the time Esther saved her people was 43 years. And from the time Esther saved her people to Ezra's journey to Jerusalem was 15 years. And from Ezra's journey to the time Nehemiah went to Jerusalem was 13 years. The purpose of the book of Esther is to give the account of the salvation of the Jews by Esther. The author of this book is not certainly known. Some suppose the author to be Ezra. Some, Mordecai. Well, Mordecai was a Benjamite and was carried into captivity by Nebuchadnezzar with Jehoiakim, according to 2 Kings 24:10 through 17 and Esther 2 and verse 6. He was an officer of some kind of Ahasuerus, Esther 2:19 and 21. Mordecai and Esther were cousins. Esther's parents were dead, and Mordecai had adopted her and reared her as his own daughter, Esther 2 and verse 7. Esther means star. Some accounts say the rising star, and her other name was Hadassah, which means myrtle. She was fair and beautiful. Besides being fair and beautiful, she was prudent, wise, and had becoming manners. There are three different kings by the name of Ahasuerus mentioned in the Bible. One in Daniel 9 in verse 1, one in Ezra 4 in verse 6, and one of our lesson. The Ahasuerus of our lesson is identified with Xerxes. You can see that in the margin of Esther 1 in verse 1. We are therefore reduced to the belief that Ahasuerus is Xerxes, the names being identical. And this conclusion is fortified by the resemblance of the character and certain chronological indications. As Xerxes scourged the sea and put to death the engineers of his bridge because their work was injured by a storm, so Ahasuerus repudiated his queen, Vashti, because she would not violate the decorum of her sex and ordered the massacre of the whole Jewish people to gratify the malice of Haman. In the third year of Xerxes was held an assembly to arrange for the Grecian war. In the third year of Ahasuerus was a great feast and assembly in Shushan the palace, Esther 1 and verse 3. In the seventh year of the reign of Xerxes, he returned, and defeated in Greece, he consoled himself by the pleasures of his harem. In the seventh year of his reign, fair young virgins were sought for Ahasuerus, and replaced Vashti by marrying Esther. The tribute he laid upon the land and upon the isles of the sea, Esther 10 and verse 1, may well have been the result of expenditure in the ruin of the Grecian expedition. All that I've read was from Smith's Bible Dictionary. Shushan was the palace of Persia. It was about 200 miles east of Babylon. Upon making Esther queen, the king made a great feast called Esther's Feast in Esther 2, verses 15 through 18. And yet Esther had not made her kindred or her people known, as Mordecai had charged her, for she still obeyed Mordecai as she did before coming queen, Esther 2, 19 and 20. In those days, Mordecai made known to Esther the wicked plot of two of the king's chamberlains to lay hands upon the king, and she made it known in Mordecai's name. A record was made of this, and served to promote Mordecai to great honor, as well as to help save his life from his people. Haman was an Agagite, that is, a probable descendant of Agag, the king of the Amalekites, whom God sent Saul to utterly destroy. Haman was a great favorite of Ahasuerus, who advanced him above all princes. Mordecai refused to bow down before Haman, because doing so was most probably a species of idolatry. This refusal of Mordecai to bow before Haman so enraged Haman that he sought the extermination of all the Jews. He scorned the idea of slaying Mordecai only. In the 12th year of the king's reign, they cast pur, that is, the lot, before Haman from day to day and from month to month to the 12th month, which is the month Adar, Esther 3 and verse 7, in order to see, it seemed, which would be the best month for exterminating the Jews. Haman offered to reimburse the king for the loss of the Jews with an immense sum of money. The king granted his request and ordered the massacre of the Jews. The 13th day of the 12th month was set for this bloody business. When Mordecai learned of this, it greatly distressed him, and he rent his clothes and put on sackcloth with ashes and cried with a loud and bitter cry in the midst of the city, in Shushan and in every place, all in all the king's realm. There was great mourning among the Jews, and fasting, and weeping, and wailing, and many lay in sackcloth and ashes, Esther 4, verses 1 through 3. Esther, at first, not knowing the cause of this grief, sent clothes to Mordecai, but he refused them. Then she sent Hathach, the chamberlain, appointed to attend to her, to Mordecai, to know what this was and why it was. Mordecai explained it all to Hathach, and told him the exact sum of money that Haman had promised to pay to the king's treasuries for the Jews to destroy them. Mordecai also sent Esther a copy of the decree, and charged her to go into the king to make supplication unto him, and to make request before her people. Let me now read to you from Esther chapter 4. I think I'll begin in verse 4 and go through 17. It says in Esther 4 in verse 4, "And Esther's maidens and her chamberlains came and told it her, and the queen was exceeding grieved, And she sent raiment to Mordecai to take sackcloth from off him, but he received it not. Then called Esther for Hathach, one of the king's chamberlains, whom he had appointed to attend upon her, and charged him to go to Mordecai to know what this was and why it was. So Hathach went forth to Mordecai unto the broad place of the city which was before the king's gate, and Mordecai told him all that had happened unto him, and the exact sum of money that Haman had promised to pay for the king's treasuries for the Jews to destroy them. Also he gave him a copy of the writing of the decree that was given out in Shushan to destroy them, to show it to Esther, and declared unto her, and to charge her that she should go in to the king to make supplication to him, and to make request before him for all the people. And Hathach came and told Esther the words of Mordecai. All right, let's begin reading now the text and Elam's notes together. And so, Esther chapter 4 and verse 10. Then Esther spake unto Hathach and gave him a message unto Mordecai. This is Hathach that carried Mordecai's message to Esther and returned the message to him. Esther chapter 4. And I'm going to go ahead and read verses 11 through, let's see, it'll be Esther 4, verses 11 through 5 and verse 3. All the king's servants and the people of the king's provinces do know that whosoever, whether man or woman, shall come into the king unto the inner court, which is not called, that there is one law for him, that he be put to death, except those to whom the king shall hold out the golden scepter, that he may live. But I have not been called to come to the king these 30 days. And they told Mordecai Esther's words. Then Mordecai bade them return answer to Esther. Think not with thyself that thou shalt escape in the king's house more than all the Jews. For if thou altogether holdest thy peace at this time, then will relief and deliverance arise to the Jews from another place. But thou and thy father's house will perish. And who knoweth whether thou art come into the kingdom for such a time as this? Then Esther bade them return answer to Mordecai. Go gather together all the Jews that are present in Shushan, and fast for me, and neither eat nor drink 3 days or nights. And I and my maidens will fast in like manner, and so will I go to the king, which is not according to the law. And if I perish, I perish. So Mordecai went his way and did according to all that Esther had commanded him. Now it came to pass on the third day that Esther put on her royal apparel, and stood in the inner court of the king's house, over against the king's house. And the king sat upon his royal throne in the royal house, over against the entrance of the house. And it was so, when the king saw Esther the queen standing in the court, that she obtained favor in his sight. And the king held out to Esther the golden scepter that was in his hand. So Esther drew near, and touched the top of the scepter. Then said the king unto her, What wilt thou, Queen Esther? And what is thy request? It shall be given thee up to the half of the kingdom. Elam's notes on Esther 4 and verse 11 read this way. Esther's reply to Mordecai was that whoever went into the inner court to the king without being called would be put to death, unless perchance the king should hold out to him the golden scepter. That law was applied to all alike. And she had not been called by the king in 30 days. It seems from this that the king's love for Esther was becoming cool. While there was a possible chance for Esther to thus reach the king, it was also a most hazardous venture, for in so doing she would probably lose her life. She belonged to a despised race, and this would reveal her nationality. Also, she would have to risk her life against the influence of Haman, the most popular man in the kingdom. We're going to stop there, and we'll continue then in the next class, Esther chapter 4, verses 12 through 14, and bring this study of Esther then to a close in one more lesson. I know you're fascinated by this. I am every time I go over the book of Esther. And so make sure you're ready. And come running when you hear the school bell. And so, as the old schoolmaster would say, Now you may be dismissed.